New London, Wisconsin. Happy Friday, fuckers. It is your Wolfpack leader, Miss Cynthia. Wolf Wisdom Healing Empowered Muse Life Coaching. And tarot and other readings and Reiki. Oh my god, let me tell you. Wow, I am here. I'm finally back to my home roots. Freezing my fucking ass off, god damn it. Oh my god, you know, now that I'm here, I'm able to relax a bit more. You know, I just, right now, everything is in God's hands, the goddess's hands, whoever's hands. And I'm just gonna trust that process and let things happen. Oh, I woke up, I think like at 7:30, yeah, yesterday in the morning, because I was like, I wanted to make sure I had all my shit ready for my flight to come home. And, you know, I always forget something. And I was, well, okay, I'm going to back up. Got up in the morning, took my shower because I thought, this is going to be my fresh start of my day. Excuse me, where that burp came from, I don't know. But anyway, back to my story. So, you know, brushed around, and I thought, I'm not going to make coffee because I don't have time for that, and I don't want to be somewhere that I can't get to a bathroom, because I know what different things do to my digestive system. And as a person who has IBS, some days C, some days D, it just depends. And if you don't know what those two terms mean, look them up, and yeah, but you probably already know what it is. You know, so I was getting my shit together, took my shower. I think I unpacked and repacked my backpack, my Wonder Woman backpack, and I took a canvas tote bag, one that I got from massage school when I started, to keep my shit in. So that came in, that's actually come in handy many times. So I used it as my personal item, and I am so glad that my friend Kim had told me to call the airline to let them know that I have a walker and that I was going to be needing assistance. Let me tell you something. If you are flying and you use a wheelchair or a walker, maybe even a cane, I don't know. Depends on how you can, if you're able to walk that much, but call them up and tell them you're going to be flying and this is what you got going on, and you know, and they'll, Allegiant, that's who I've always flown with ever since they came, and I saw how cheap they are, so I use that because it's a direct flight also to Mesa, where I was previously living. And so yeah, I'm really glad I did that. And yeah, I'm really glad that I did that because I didn't have to walk. Well, I had to walk, you know, in to let them know I'm here and this is what is hooked up with my reservation. So, you know, I get it. These people have a job to do, but they don't have to be such a fucking dick or make statements that really aren't going to change a situation. I show up there, I got my walker, I'm walking it. My friend Nikki, who I was just living with, you know, she's took me to the airport, and you know, we were talking. I'm like, God damn, why'd we leave so early? She was, because of the rush hour. And I'll tell you what, I'm really glad that we left as early as we did, because I didn't have to feel, you know, like, oh my God, I gotta hurry up and get to my gate or whatever. No, I didn't have to do any of that. So that was really nice. And I had to just sit on this one spot that was designated for people using, you know, walking devices. And they came with this wheelchair thingy, and the guy, he was pretty cool talking to me, and you know, and he got me, and I gave Nikki a big hug, and you know, said my see you later. And the guy, he was a younger gentleman, you know, and he was pleasant to talk to. So he was pushing me, and he was like, oh, what are you going home for? You know, that small talk. And I told him, and when I gave Nikki a hug, I said, I'll see you later, sister. And he says, oh, it's good to have a sister. I said, well, she's not really my sister, but she's like a sister. I've known her forever. And, you know, and he was telling me, he goes, yeah, he goes, and when I get you to the gate, he goes, this is also like a walker. You can hold this lever here that's down, and then you can push it. I'm like, sweet. So I'm like, that's fucking awesome. I actually kind of want one of those wheelchairs one day. But anywho, I am still tired, and you know, then they got me to my gate, and fortunately a bathroom was like right across from where I was sitting, so grabbed my bags, put them on the seat, I held the little lever thing in so I could push it. I was like, fucking A, man, this is awesome. However, because I have issues with my thumbs, it was a little challenging to keep that grasp, but otherwise it was all good. And you know, maneuvered with that thing, and you know, I had such a fucking headache. And like the night before, I had a headache, and I just kind of figured it was because I was actually smoking marijuana, not just using edibles and my cartridge, because those don't bother me. But I had this headache, and it was like, oh my God, this is just like when I used to smoke cigarettes, and then I quit. And I thought, yep, this is why. So, okay, so we're not doing that anymore. We're going back to carts and edibles, and that's it. And, you know, so I don't even know where the fuck I was going with this. Jesus Christ. I don't fucking know where I was just going with this. Holy balls. Wow. Okay, anyway. Right across from the bathroom. Take care of business. I had to have a coffee, that's what it was. So I thought, fuck it, I know it's going to be expensive. I'll just get a little one. I don't need a big one. I got a small fucking coffee. Black coffee. Because I knew that would be the cheapest. $3 and some odd cents. For a fucking small ass cup of coffee. And, you know, at that moment, I could have just really thought, like, I don't want to spend the money. And it's like, no, because I don't want to be feeling like this, or I will be sick. So gave her my cash, thank you, let it cool down, start sipping on it, and after I think like 5 small sips, all of a sudden I could feel that headache going away. I'm like, oh, thank you, this is why, that is the magic brew. And you know, then I had to just sit and wait, and oh man, I put snacks in my tote bag. I am so fucking glad I had all those granola bars, because I have a tendency sometimes when I travel to get sick. I get motion sickness. I've even gotten motion sickness driving through town. It just depends on who's driving, if they're crazier or what. And so I just said, okay, drink your coffee, you'll feel better, and just keep going to the bathroom. So if you gotta poop or pee or whatever. Big yawns. Oh, my dad just started the coffee pot. I can smell it going. Yes. And, you know, then you just sit and fucking wait and wait and wait. And when I was going to the, I was climbing, not climbing off my wheelchair, but, you know, getting my bearings together so I could push my stuff in with me, because those handicap size bathrooms are like a fucking bedroom damn near sometimes. And it was great to have room to maneuver around and all that shit. And this one elderly woman, she said, I can watch your stuff for him. Oh no, I'll take it with me. I thought, no, I'm not going to leave my shit with you to watch. Not that I thought anything bad was going to happen, but all of my pads were in there. And I smuggled my vape cartridge in my personal item, not my carry-on. And, you know, when I was like, okay, I don't know if they're going to really search through my shit. I know they're going to x-ray it. And to err on the side of caution, I have two full ones that I had packed in my stuff. And I thought, I'm going to put these and let the movers take them. Because they're packed in a box and wrapped up so tight and the box is taped shut. So, yeah, do that. And I just prayed, I'm like, okay, Goddess, you know I need this stuff. I'm going to a state that does not have medical marijuana, and I don't know how long it's going to be until I can get up over to Michigan, which is like a 3-hour drive, to go get meds. So, needless to say, I'm going to get in contact with my friends who go there, and I'm going to say, hey, if I give you some money, can you get me some product? Yeah. And I'll just give them some money for their gas or whatever, you know, help them out for doing me a favor. Yeah. So, you know, I was just like, okay, cool. So while, you know, I was waiting in between, oh my God, I went in the bathroom. I dug out my little vape cartridge thing. I got a disposable one, which I'm really glad, because it was kind of easy peasy, lemon squeezy. And so, you know, I'm in the bathroom. I'm like, fuck it, man. I need to hit this bitch. So I did. And, you know, I didn't do too much coughing, so nothing that would draw attention. And I just sat on that shitter, and I'm like, oh, yes, thank you. And I had a better flight. So then, you know, they call, you know, they're saying, okay, we're going to start boarding. And there's like, fuck, 4, 5, I don't remember how many people that got assistance, but I'm like, shit. So my wheelchair, or my walker actually had to be like checked bag, but I didn't have to pay for that. One. Yeah. That was a pleasant surprise, because I thought they were going to have it like somewhere. I don't know what I was thinking. Never mind. But I know I was figuring, how the hell are they going to fit my walker on there with, you know, so this was like a totally new experience for me. God damn, I'm tired. No, no figure. And then they finally started coming to get us and wheeling us. I had basically like a fucking chauffeur. Okay, I'm just saying. I'm sitting there, and a person who works at the airport comes by and starts pushing me. Now I'm thinking, how the fuck getting on the plane? Do I have to actually get off out here or whatever? And no, they have, you have the little ramp that you have to walk up. Well, they pushed me up it. And I saw some of those people. They were fucking big. Okay? Like, the old people you see that they're like, that it, they. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. And I was like, oh my God. And and then this guy comes to grab me, and in my head all I'm thinking is, I bet he's glad that I'm not more than 150 pounds right now. But I mean, they like, I watched them, 'cause there were people ahead of me. They like, all I'm thinking is, what a fucking glute workout. It's like lunges, kind of, and the quads work. I mean, you gotta be strong to do that kind of shit. And I'm just sitting back, enjoying getting pushed around like a little kid in a stroller, and I was completely fucking fine with it. So then, I'm like, okay. My seat was 8A, and I was trying to remember our A's. I thought A was aisle. No, I had the window seat. I'm like, no, can't I have an aisle? I don't want to have a window seat. I tried to trade with the two people that were sitting next to me, who are very pleasant. I mean, totally good. At one point, when we were sitting on the plane and we weren't quite ready for takeoff, but I said, I'm like, oh shit, I wish I had gum. I forgot my ears are gonna pop. She's like, oh, would you like some gum? I have some gum. I'm like, yes, thank you. So I got a piece of gum, and I chewed that motherfucker, and life was good. Ugh. I went to the bathroom 2 times on the plane, and I was pretty close to it, actually. I didn't have to go that far. And I got in there, and I'm like, okay, you might have to shit. You might have to shit a bad one. So I'm thinking, well, you know what? I don't even care. And I felt like I had to so bad. And then it's like, oh, I didn't. But at least I could pee and not think I was gonna piss my pants. And plus, let's not forget, I got my period. And I think I'm on day number 5 right now, and I kind of thought I would be done, but no, I guess not. So later on today, I'm gonna tell my dad I'm stealing the car. I have to go to Walmart. And there's a Walmart just, I think, 3 miles away, and it's just not that far away at all, so I can do that and get what I gotta get. There's other things too I'm gonna need, like my Metamucil and Miralax, so I just gotta get those kinds of things so I can, function. And I gotta get more pads. We're not gonna talk about that though, because if there's any men that are listening to this, which I kind of highly doubt, they don't want to hear that shit. Actually, I don't fucking care, because it's a part of life, so go fuck yourselves if you have an issue with it, and think about it the next time you screw your old lady and she's got the rag. Ooh, yeah. Okay, anyway, back on track. So we're on the plane, I didn't get motion sickness. I was like, oh, thank you, goddess. That was a very pleasant surprise. I didn't get motion sickness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I thought, okay, I am not one, I can't read when I'm traveling, because that causes my motion sickness. I can't even look out the fucking window on the plane. I had that window closed because I don't want to see when we're moving and we're going to take off. It's bad enough. I feel it in my guts. So, you know, I don't need a visual. So I'm like, and it's not like my first time flying on a plane, really. So I'm just like, I kept it shut and I just kept my focus and whatever. And at one point, I always wear a necklace of some sort. And the one I was wearing was, I think, black labradorite. I don't even remember. But it's a black stone. And it's one to, like, keep negative energy away and block anybody who's trying to give you the stink eye, whatever. But I wore that. It made me feel safe, so. I went to, like, tuck it into my shirt. And then I'm like, oh my god. I left my mother's necklace at Nikki's. And then I got kind of sick in the stomach. And then I'm like, wait a minute. This is Nikki. It is not like a fucking hotel. You're going to text her when you land. And you're going to tell her, hey, my necklace is there. I need you to send it to me. So we got that squared away. I was texting with her. And I said, I need you to send that to me. She's like, I saw that. I said, I'll Zelle you some money so you can send it to me. Don't worry. And I want to think that that package is going to have some medicine in there for me as well, like cartridges. So, yeah. In fact, maybe I'll just add a little bit more in there and I'll tell her, hey, have Brandon go and get me a gram of an indica or, you know, whatever. I mean, I think it's like, what, $40, something like that. But yeah, I'll do that. And I know how to send it, so it'll be good. It'll be fine. As long as it's not the actual flower. Maybe I'll have her get me some edibles, too. Yeah, I think I'll do that. Anyway, so yeah, you know, I'm like, oh my god, my fucking necklace. Oh. And I'm like, Mom, I'm so sorry. And I mean, I was just trying to have all of my shit ready. And the one thing that I made, I even looked at it. And it's like, how did I just space it? And I don't know. I don't know. But it is what it is. I don't know, maybe I'll just make an order off of Amazon. And they can deliver my shit to me here. Maybe I'll do that. But, I mean, I kept my bank account. I just have to change my address. And if you do it online, they charge you $1.10. The post office here in Little New London is not that far away. I'm going to just walk right in and say, hey, do you got the form? Because here's the deal. But I got all, you know, all my address change stuff, like with Social Security. And she said that, like, for my insurance, because I was on, they call it Access, but it's for disability. So all of that information, she said, is automatically changed over. I have a hold on my mail, but tomorrow it stops, so I have to take care of this today. And if I don't do it today, I just might, if I can't get to the post office today, I just might have to actually fucking do it online, which kind of pains me, but whatever. Whatever. So yeah, I'm gonna have a kind of a busy day to do all this stuff that I have to get this shit done. I suppose, well, the Walmart thing, I could probably wait till later. Possibly, I don't know yet. But, you know, I don't have to rush now at all. When I got here, you know, my daughter was waiting for me at the airplane, and it was a possibility that she was going to have her baby, and I was kind of looking forward to that, but then I didn't even bank on it because I know the time I arrived, it was for him getting ready for bed and whatever, so I just, I wasn't disappointed. But she came and got me. She came and got me, and my daughter's so fucking impatient. She's, you know, we had landed so I could have my phone on, and she's telling me, I'm by this one. I said, well, I'm still waiting to get in here, and I have to wait for my walker to come through baggage. She's, okay, I'm just going to come in. I'm like, yeah, just come in. So, I got over there, and I see my daughter waiting for me, and I was just like big smiles, and it felt so good to hug her, and I was like, oh, this is my baby. I felt so good to hug her, and I teared up a little bit, like I am right now, and you know, and then it was like, gotta wait for my thing. I was sitting down. She says, does it always take this long? I said, honestly, I don't remember. I said, the last couple times I flew, I didn't have baggage or anything. I just had my carry-on, and I didn't need any of that. I said, but it can. I said, and there were a lot of people. It was a full fucking plane. And shit. I mean, it was just, I don't know, there was a lot of people on there. There were, I think, 3 babies. One of them, he would kind of cry every now and then again, but I know why. It's because of the air pressure. And, you know, so we're waiting for my walker to come through. I'm like, Jesus Christ, you know. And I don't think my daughter really appreciates how much this whole moving back to Wisconsin shit had drained me. I'm completely drained. I am completely fucking drained. And I have no patience and no filter because I don't fucking care. And so I'm like leaning forward, watching for it to come through. And she's like, Mom, she goes, I'll watch. I can watch for it. I'm like, no, I want to watch for it. And then it finally started coming through. I'm like, there it is. It's right there. I'm like, walk up there and grab it. So she got it. And I had to, you know, because it's one that has a seat, I had to, like, kind of open it up. So, like, and then I had to go to the bathroom. I mean, it's like, I got to go to the bathroom. I got to pee. Get over to the bathroom. And she's like, oh, I got to go, too. I'm like, okay. This woman with like a fucking wagon, because she's got two children, and she had to tell me she's a single parent traveling with two small children. It was, you know, it was in the way. The way she pulled it out of the fucking bath stall or whatever. Okay, you could have did it differently, you dumbass. And, you know, I'm like, oh, waiting. Meanwhile, my bladder is like, come on. And then she, you know, I said, oh, I can't get through. She's like, yeah, I know. I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom. I can't get through. She's like, sorry, single parent traveling with two children. And I just said, not my problem. And my daughter gave me a look like, whoa. And she commented on that later. She was, man, she was like, I said, I don't give a fuck. She's not the only person who has ever traveled with children and alone at that. And I said, shit, I used to haul you and your brother on the bus every day just to go to the fucking daycare, take you and go to work. So I don't want to hear it. And it's like, when my daughter kind of brought that to my awareness, I was like, I'm a grumpy old bitch. I am now like Grumpy Old Men movie. I want to make a Grumpy Old Bitches movie. And I know exactly who I want to be my co-star. And I said, I said, because I don't care. I'm too old to fucking care. And so I think my daughter's a little surprised. People here, I am not the same woman as I was when I left 7 years ago. Mm-mm. I got some thicker skin. I've got some age and wisdom and experiences, and I don't give a fuck. Now, it doesn't mean I'm not compassionate or I'm not understanding. In fact, with this woman, I understand that you're an idiot and you thought that you could, you know, just block this and people would be forgiving because you use your single parent traveling with two children thing. That was your choice, not mine. So go fuck yourself. Oh no, don't fuck anybody else, because you'll have another one of those. So go fuck yourself instead. Oh yeah, I'm full of piss and vinegar right now. Damn. But, you know, riding to my dad's with my daughter, we had great conversation, and I am just so proud of the woman she is today. She is such a good mom, and, I mean, she is doing everything right. I say with a clear conscience, she is a better mother than I ever was. She definitely puts my grandson first with everything, and she's just an amazing woman. I'm just in awe of my daughter, really. And she's so intelligent, and she studies things, and she's very, very good with, she's talented with everything. And this is a kid who was diagnosed with ADHD, didn't want to do her homework or anything. And it's like, it's not that she was stupid. She just didn't have inspiration to actually do the work that she was supposed to do, because she found it stupid or whatever. And, you know, but she took her GED test or whatever they call it back at that time. She didn't study for it or anything, and she fucking passed flying colors. And I'm like, I told her, I said, see? I said, you know this shit. I said, you just didn't apply yourself or whatever. I said, but you did this. I'm happy. I'm glad. So, you know, she's made such a turnaround, and I'm so proud of her. But she got me here to my dad's, and I forgot that I was supposed to call my dad when I got in. Oops. Sorry, Dad. I kind of had a lot of shit on my mind and stuff going on. But I didn't call him, but we just kind of pulled up. And she's like, should we go to the front door or the back door? I said, I don't know. Just go to the front. And, you know, the front door, there's steps, which I'm thinking, why did I say do that? And, you know, we got in the house, and I was like, oh, home sweet home. And right now, I am sitting in my bedroom that I had when I was a child. And I'm looking at the size of this room. I'm thinking, I had a good sized bedroom. This is bigger than the room I had at Nikki's house, or at Mike's house, or even at Penny and Carl's. And I'm like, oh. And I look at my, yep, right there is where I had the crib when I first had Seth. Right there is where my dresser was, or no, it was over here. And my bed was, I mean, and it's like I could just see everything as it was. I mean, of course there's changes, because when Mom was with us, she made this into a guest room. And it's a nice guest room, really. I mean, for an old person, I wouldn't decorate it this way, but I'm not staying here permanently, so I ain't touching shit. As long as I can have my clothes and, you know, the things I need. Dad's got a spare TV that's down on the front porch, and he's gonna bring it up here So I have a TV in my room. Fuck yes. And I brought my Fire Stick so I can watch my stuff I like to watch on there. I was smart and I downloaded some apps for the TV shows I like to watch, which really the only ones that I really watch are all the Chicago ones, so I can watch that on Peacock. I mean, fucking A, man. My life is perfect. But I'm looking forward to today. I can hear my dad downstairs talk. He was talking on the phone. And he doesn't have his hearing aids in. And he's talking kind of loud. And he's got the TV on. I'll go down there when I'm done. And have some fucking coffee. But I wanted to definitely get on here first. So I sent picture messages to everybody, you know, back in Arizona, and like, I'm here, I made it, you know, all that kind of shit, and it's all good. I'll probably call a few people today. I was chatting with Nikki, and, you know, and she's like, well, we're gonna have to, you'll have to watch all the YouTube channels that we were watching, and we can talk about them, and give our assessments. I'm like, absolutely. Absolutely. So, I'm looking forward to watching the next one from Leon Lush. And there's this guy that lives up in Cloquet, Minnesota. And he's kind of like, he's got to be on the spectrum some way. I don't know. Or OCD. I don't know. But Nikki, he watches him because he says some of the most annoying things in her opinion. And I just laugh because to me that's like, this is normal living in my opinion, but whatever. But he's got like, I don't know how many damn snowblowers and tractors and all this other shit. And she's like, why does he have all this? He didn't even finish that. And he's got like, there's three houses that he's built one. I don't know, just, I think it's Northern Exposure. Go on YouTube, type in, look for Northern Exposure. His name is Joe, but listen, check him out, watch him. There's another one too, I can't remember it. Oh, yeah, there's like a family that's over in Italy, because I like their little girl, she's cute, and the dad, he's kind of fucking hot, not gonna lie. And then there's another one too. Snow and Rick, I think is his name, but they're traveling, they're over in Europe right now, I believe. I don't know, but these are RVers, and there's a bunch of RV people that I watch them because it's cool to see how they get by. And that is my inspiration with how I can get by on so little. When I told Nikki, she's like, don't you? I said, no. I said, my backpack is my carry-on and my tote bag is going to be my personal item I'm allowed to bring. I know how to pack. I rolled up probably 6 or 7 shirts. The bottoms that I could. I have 2 with that are like long pants leggings, and then I have a couple of capris, and of course my shorts for if it ever decides to get hot. But I mean, you know, and I got the shirts, and you know, my mom was like this, me and her could wear the same size. And I'm looking in her, she's got some of her shit in my old closet. My mom, fucking ain't, she was a hoarder, goddammit. And I'm like, oh, I could wear this if I need to because I'm too cold. Or I could wear this. So I'm like, I've got options. And I'm cool with it. And if I need anything specifically, that's what Walmart's for. Or wherever you want to shop. But all in all, I'm very happy to be home with my family and one of my friends in Arizona. She really wanted to see me before I went, but it just wasn't going to happen. Somebody's here at the door. I don't even fucking know who. Anyway, not my business, it's my dad's shit. So, I'm so thankful to the people who helped me to get here. My friend Jennifer, my BFF, who once drove me crazy, I miss her terribly. Tiffany and Diana, man, that's my witch family right there. There's people that are there that I now will just communicate through social media. And I had like a bunch of people who were like, "Oh, I want to see you before you go," whatever. It's like, yeah, well, I don't have a car. I'm not driving. I'm not getting an Uber or whatever to go over here or there just so you can see me when you can do the same fucking thing to come here. So, there's that. And I only let a few people know that I'm back in Wisconsin, and that's it. I texted my oldest son, the one who isn't communicating with me, which this is all a big freaking boggle for my daughter and I with how this happened, because we were talking so much, before he just kind of decided to not talk to me anymore. And so of course my daughter and my dad, I let one of my friends know because she helped me tremendously, and I wanted her to know that I'm gonna be back in the area to give her Reiki and massages and those kinds of things. And because she helped me out so much in a time when I needed it, I told her, "You are never gonna pay for these services. That is how I'm going to repay you." She borrowed me 2,000 some odd dollars, I think 2,500, because I needed rent money for my last month in that apartment. I needed groceries and something else. And she said, "What do you need?" And so I told her, she says, "Okay, I'll get a check out." And she sent it out, and oh my God, I was so relieved, and it was such a huge, huge, huge help for me. So I want to return that gesture, and I want to do what I can to make her comfortable in her, with her illness, with her disease, her diagnosis, whatever you want to call it. Because I've known her for Christ since I worked at EBC in Appleton, and that was like in the 90s. So, I mean, I have a way to help her be comfortable. I'm not gonna charge her money for that. Fuck that. You don't do that to people. That's another thing, too. Hindsight. When I stayed with Penny and Carl, I just have to go back on this and get it out. Okay. And only because Nikki had asked me, how did it end up that you didn't have to pay them anything and then you ended up paying rent? And so I said, well, that is true. I was very transparent. I said, just so you know, I'm waiting for my disability payments to kick in so I can get an apartment. And then when it was very apparent I could not get an apartment on my own because of all the income restrictions and the waiting lists for low income housing, everything were just fucking long as fuck. And I'm like, so I'm just gonna stay here and do what I gotta do. And I went there rather than move in with Nikki at that time, because I wanted to still be able to service my clients that, for like Reiki and the readings and stuff like that. Not so much massage. But I did give massages and I made cash money, and that was what helped me. I wouldn't have been able to do that at Nikki's. So, and I needed to learn things from Penny and Carl, which I will never allow myself to experience that shit again out of desperation. When things seem too good to be true, most of the time they are. You know, so I was like telling Nikki, I said, well, you know, it got to a point where I felt like I needed to contribute more. So I offered this amount of money. And it kind of freed me up because I didn't feel like such a slave to cleaning the house or always watching their fucking dogs. They're supposed to be service dogs. They're supposed to go with you everywhere. Train your fucking dogs then if you don't take them because they don't behave that good. It's a fuck. Backwards ass shit. So, you know, once, and she's like, oh, okay. And, you know, Nikki didn't, she didn't want me to pay her any rent. She says, no. She says, you're going to go back home. You need to save your money. And, you know, in return, what I did is I always bought the groceries because I wanted to eat good food. And I would wash the dishes because I know she hates doing the dishes. And now I know why. And, you know, it just worked out really good. But I'm so happy. I do not ever have to wash fucking dishes like that again. Oh my God. Yes. And it's nice to not have to hear barking all the time. My central nervous system can calm down now. Because I'm not living on the edge or like in whatever mode. So anyway, this has been kind of a long one and I'm getting a little winded and I want to go get me some coffee. So on that note, I'm gonna say talk to you later. Have a happy motherfucking Friday and I'll talk to you next week. If you know, like I say, if you want to reach out to me, you know what to do. www.healingmassage@gmail.com. Send me your questions. Send me your input. Put in the subject line from one of you know, from the wolf pack or from a wolf from your pack or something like that. Just so I'll know it's you. Because sometimes if something looks fucky, I'm like, I just delete it. So make sure you say something so I know it's you. All right. On that note, have a fabulous. Hold it. Have a fucking fabulous Friday. Have a better weekend, and I will see you next week. Bye bye. This has been Miss Cynthia on the What's Howlin' podcast, coming at you from New London, Wisconsin, the land of beer farts and cheese curds. Bye.